Here's another Super Saver price at the Super Shops Automotive Performance Centers in Van Nuys, Garden Grove, West L.A., San Gabriel, Covina, and Long Beach. The Super Shops sell you a pair of Gabriel Hijacker Air Shocks for only $49.95. There's more. Famous heavy-duty Gabriel adjustable E-Shocks, just $18.95 each. Gabriel Hijackers, $49.95 a pair. And Gabriel adjustable E's, $18.95 each. That's at the Super Shop stores in Long Beach, Covina, San Gabriel, West L.A., Van Nuys, and Garden Grove, and in San Bernardino, Riverside, and Ontario. It's high-performance discount pricing at Super Shop stores throughout Southern California. Gabriel Hijacker Air Shocks for just $49.95 a pair. Installation kit also available. And Gabriel adjustable E's only $18.95 each. The Super Shops Automotive Performance Centers in Van Nuys, Long Beach, Garden Grove, San Gabriel, Covina, and West L.A.
Buy discount tickets for the Sprite Super Bowl of Motocross at the Super Shop stores. Save $3 for the best seats July 11th, one night only. L.A. Coliseum tickets now $3 off only at Super Shop stores.
UA Classics presents David Bowie as you've never seen him before in a remarkable new movie, Just a Gigolo, with Kim Novak, David Hemmings, and a special guest appearance by the incomparable Marlene Dietrich. Music by the Manhattan Transfer. David Bowie is Just a Gigolo, rated R.
Okay, and that's now playing at the Continental in Hollywood and Monica in Santa Monica. That's not where you live, isn't it, Danny?
No. No, I don't live anywhere near that area.
Right, you just had a birthday not too long ago. How old are you, 83 or something?
No, I don't have birthdays anymore.
He even had to work on his birthday, which, of course, to Danny, he's very...
That's not true.
Is not work, right?
No.
But,
no.
You didn't have a birthday.
No.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, you can't pull their legs out there. They're smarter than you think.
Gosh, I forgot what I was going to say. About time. About time. So, when are you going to let some of the other members of the band come on? How come it's always you?
No way. Wouldn't let those jerks up here for anything.
How come it's always you up here at K-Rock, at K-Rock QFM Pasadena?
They're not trained yet. They spray on the walls, you know what I mean?
Well, what about Kerry Hatch or somebody like him?
What about him?
The bass player.
What about him?
Well, I
know what he plays. What about him?
Well, I think he
I don't want to talk about him.
He can present himself rather well.
Well, ask him out on a date then. What do I care?
No, I mean, would you be jealous if I asked one of the other members of Oingo Boingo to come up here?
Hey, you could take them all to bed tomorrow, for all I care. At once.
Danny, avoid torture.
Men and men, guys and girls, all real beauties. Everybody making a stand. They hurt themselves. Single rule of the world. Feeding on fresh blood. One try. I below the belt.
WQFM. And hey. Ted DeFish and Danny Elfman of Oingo Boingo.
They
talk to Uncle
from.
Danny.
Talk to Uncle Danny. What's your name?
Mike from Pasadena.
Mike?
Yeah.
You already told him your name?
Yeah.
Why was it? Where was I? Mike from Pasadena. How old are you?
18.
What school do you go to?
I don't go to school.
You don't go to school. What's the question, real quick?
What's my question, real quick?
Yeah.
How do I get my protein back?
Plenty of dairy products, and don't chew on your nails. Plenty of dairy products. Milkshakes, dairy products, lots of milk. I highly recommend it. Take it easy, Mike.
Just like fantasy room. Close the door, leave us for a while. Your boy won't be a boy no more. Young, but not a child. I'm the gypsy, the acid queen. Hey, before we start, the gypsy.
KROQ FM Pasadena.
How about
106.7?
That's right. Take it easy.
KROQ 106.7 Pasadena.
Thanks, Danny.
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming.
Aren't you going to say who you are?
Hey, get mellow with Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Crystal
on
Blue.
Easy listening. K-Rock FM.
Right, that was a request for Rick from Pasadena.
Yeah, I remember.
Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Yeah, I remember.
And Jackie O from Human Sexual Response.
I remember that too.
And you remember the Acid Queen.
I remember, yeah, I remember.
But, And the new Tom Petty.
Oh, I remember. I remember.
Nasty Habits from Oingish Boingish.
I don't remember that one.
I know. You just have a nightmare about that one. And Adult Books, here's something to think about. And here he is all mellowed out on the radio. Same guy, folks.
Easy listening. You're
Adult Books before that.
Once upon a time, made in Japan was a phrase that really meant something like cheap monster movies, motorbikes, and dime store toys. Things have changed quite a bit since then, but the plastics are here to make sure you don't forget those good old days. Yes, the Plastic's first American album is proof positive that some things never change. It's rock and roll that makes Godzilla's trip to Tokyo seem like a summer vacation.
Right.
Plastics tore it up on tour last year with the B-52s, and now their album is tearing it up in record stores all over the country. The Plastics, made in Japan the old-fashioned way, on Island Records.
It's very good.
Do I do it now?
Yes, you do it.
The Rock, along with Avalon Attractions, would like to give you a pair of tickets to see Stiff Little Fingers this Monday night at Florentine Gardens. Along with the tickets, you'll also get a copy of their latest album. To win, just be the third caller on The Rock.
On The Rock Line.
On The Rock Line at 578-1067. That's 578-1067. And the winner picks up the tickets at the station along with the album.
Okay. Oh, you get the album, too.
You get the album, too.
I didn't realize that.
Personally, take the call. Just a second.
Okay.
We have a caller there.
Right. This is Thursday night, and it is Danny Elfman.
Uncle Danny.
Of Oingo Boingo.
We're talking about teenage problems, okay?
Okay, and I believe we have a caller on the line right now.
Oh,
hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Norma,
where are you from?
North Hollywood.
You go to school?
Yeah. Oh, well, I just graduated.
You just... Congratulations.
Yay. School's out.
I know. Well, I'll have to go back in September.
Oh. What, you have a little problem, Norma?
Yes, I do, Dr. Danny. Uncle Danny.
Uncle
Sorry.
Danny, please. Just think of me as your uncle.
Okay, Uncle.
Yes.
Okay, check this out. It's like I'm totally in love with this guy named Tony, right?
Okay, no
Tony
last names. No last...
Kill for him, right?
No, no last names.
And, like, you know, we talk endless hours on the phone and everything.
Uh-huh.
Turns me on and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, I think he wouldn't much rather go out with his brother...
Uh-huh.
And his, you know, male friends and me.
Basically, he's torturing you. He's giving you the treatment. Is that it?
Pardon me?
He's torturing you, right?
He's and he knows it. He knows how much I am.
He's giving you the treatment.
Craven, what kind of treatment is this?
Okay, well, here's what I think. I think a lot of teenage guys have a little bit of a problem asking somebody out because they have a disease called shyness. So what they do is they torture you over the phone and they like to get you all hot and all crazy and they come off real cool. It's only because they're so nervous they have to come off that way. Now, it's either that or the guy's a real schmuck.
Right.
And he's not a schmuck.
Well, if he's not a schmuck, then I would suggest saying that you are going out with a famous DJ called Jed the Fish at K-Rock and make him a little bit jealous.
Just
a little bit jealous. Get cool and let him come after you.
Let's not do that.
Now,
Jed.
Now, good luck.
Okay, now.
That's a lot.
Sure thing.
How old are you and how old is your boyfriend?
Okay, we're 18.
I see.
Isn't that just a yucky age to
me? I love it.
Why?
Why not? When you're 28, I'll tell you why.
Give me your phone number and your address where you live, and I'll go over there.
What?
I'll give you the treatment.
Wait, no, that's not fair to your boyfriend.
Oh, he you're crazy about it.
You're crazy about him.
Okay,
now, come on,
dear.
I want you to be true to him.
I'm
okay.
I'm totally in love with you.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
This is The Rock.
This is The Rock.
Get out of here. Have mercy. We'll be right back.
me, it's an only child.
FM 106.7.
Well, you said it. You just blew it for me, Jeff. Thanks a lot. I was going to say that.
Lightning out the days of death.
Rush on KROQ FM, and today's Tom Sawyer. And I saw hi Danny of Wing Boinger.
What do you want?
Well, I was just gonna we're gonna take another phone caller, aren't we?
Not yet. Oh. Yes, we are.
Okay, can we do it right after these commercials?
Yes, we sure can.
Okay, well,
we sure can.
All right, he's obviously
there
got...
There are so many kids with problems out there, I just can't believe it. I got to get back
all right.
to the phones, Jeff.
All right, I'll talk to these people for a second.
Okay.
I was just following somebody today, and I saw a bumper sticker that says... No, it was one of those things that hold the license plates, a license plate holder. It's not enough to have a license plate. You have to have a license plate. Anyway, it said, you know how people have little messages on the outside of them? Well, this one said, I live on Rush Tunes. And it had the old Rush sticker in the back with the little colors around it, if you know what I'm talking about. And some other cutout from their album. And I go, well, here's a Rush fan in a super souped-up BMW. And I just thought that was amusing. But I couldn't imagine living on something. That'd be like me saying, I live on Oingo Boingo, God forbid.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's pure entertainment for Age Time Magazine. Hurrah and hallelujah. It's hats in the air, hot in the mouth time of the movies again. Cheers to Los Angeles Times. Raiders has a thrill a minute. It's one long cliffhanger, says the Los Angeles Herald Examiner. And Newsweek Magazine raves, George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, the guys who created Star Wars and Jaws, have done it again. I loved it. Raiders of the Lost Ark from Paramount Pictures. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Now playing at Man's National Westwood, Man's Chinese Hollywood, and a theater or drive-in near you, a super movie.
The decline of Western civilization speaks for itself.
Outrageous.
Fascinating. Bizarre.
It was sick.
Stunning, says Robert Hilburn of the LA Times. The decline throws all the danger and excitement of LA rock on the screen. You'd be a fool to ignore it, says Chris Morris of the LA Reader. One picture's worth a thousand words. See this picture. See the decline of Western civilization.
Anyway, it's a very good film. I've heard about people. Do you know where the decline of Western civilization is playing? You think?
At the moment, I know where it used to play.
This is Dusty Street. It's dangerous, and it's coming up next.
Yes, only to you, Jed. The Fairfax, and it was at Sherman Oaks for a while as well.
Okay.
But I don't know. Hey, I'll tell you, the decline of Western civilization is sitting behind this microphone with the earphones on right now.
No, without the earphones.
I like it that way, though.
Dusty likes it with the earphones on. That way she knows what she's doing. In control.
Frustration, I go out at night, but under you it doesn't feel right.
You're talking.
Pipeline.
On the rock. Hi.
Hi.
This is...
Jed the Fish. Come on, let's get back to business. We're
Danny Elfman. Wasting my time. You know, it was a waste of time about 3 minutes ago.
How come your voice is louder than mine?
Only a Lad by Oingo Boingo. And Split Ends, Hard Act to Follow was before that. And do you like the Split Ends, Danny?
Yeah, they're a brotherly A&M act.
Right. I was going to
am a corporate man, Jed.
I think he said he liked them even before they were signed to A&M Records.
Yes, I like them.
Boingo.
I like them.
So we got some callers on the phone.
Just met them last week.
Let's take them right after these, okay?
Let's.
Okay. Here's another Super Saver price at the Super Shops Automotive Performance Centers in Van Nuys, Garden Grove, West L.A., San Gabriel, Covina, and Long Beach. The Super Shops sell you a pair of Gabriel Hijacker Air Shocks for only $49.95. There's more. Famous heavy-duty Gabriel adjustable e-shocks, just $18.95 each. Gabriel Hijackers, $49.95 a pair. And Gabriel adjustable e's, $18.95 each. That's at the Super Shop stores in Long Beach, Covina, San Gabriel, West L.A., Van Nuys, and Garden Grove, and in San Bernardino, Riverside, and Ontario. It's high-performance discount pricing. at Super Shop stores throughout Southern California. Gabriel Hijacker Air Shocks for just $49.95 a pair. Installation kit also available. And Gabriel Adjustable Ease only $18.95 each. The Super Shops Automotive Performance Centers in Van Nuys, Long Beach, Garden Grove, San Gabriel, Covina, and West LA.
Buy discount tickets for the Sprite Super Bowl of Motocross at the Super Shop stores. Save $3 for the best seats. July 11th, one night only. LA Coliseum tickets now $3 off only. At Super Shop Stores.
Super Shop Stores.
Hey, now, come on. Super Shops
Super
are
Shop
okay.
Stores. Yeah, I like them. I go there all the time.
So, we are... Would you stop it? I'll just turn your mic down and that'll be the end of you.
Your voice is already twice as loud as mine. Quit complaining.
Listen, do you want to hear that Oingo Boingo album on the air ever again?
Okay.
You'd like tuning in your radio.
Anything you want. Anything you want.
You'd like tuning in your radio and having your song there, don't you?
Anything you want. Anything you want.
Okay, we're going to talk to some callers since this is Uncle Danny's night.
Talk to Uncle Danny. And teenagers with problems.
But after we talk to them, we will be answering the phone at 578-1067 one more time to give away a pair of tickets to see David Bowie's latest film, Just a Gigolo. The film opens Wednesday at the Continental and the Monica Theaters, and after a while we'll take caller number 4 or 5 or 8 or 10 or something.
Don't worry, I'll take that.
Okay, yeah, Danny's handling the phone tonight. Hey, good evening, you're on K-Rock.
Hi.
Hi, Uncle Danny, how are you?
Oh, fine. What's your name?
My name's Chris. I'm
Hi, Chris.
Friend of Judy's.
Hi.
How you doing?
How old are you?
Well, I know I sound like I'm 12, but I'm actually 20.
20, that's a good age.
I think so.
So you're out of school.
Well, no, I'm actually in my finishing my second year at USC.
Okay, well, that's okay. 20 still counts as teenage as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, great.
You're a teenage until you're 25.
Okay. Great.
I was at any rate. I don't know about anybody else. What's your problem, dear?
Well, my problem is I'm stuck in L.A. for the summer, and I'm actually from New York, and my boyfriend's back in New York, and I'm just dying to go home.
Oh, well, why are you stuck here?
Well, just turns out that I just got a summer apartment and I paid my rent for the whole summer and it'd be a waste of money if I went back
now.
Hey,
let me tell you, if you really love him and you're that crazy about him, your rent really isn't that important now, is it? No, answer me truthfully, is it?
Truthfully, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
But Mom wouldn't be too appreciative if I came home with no money for the whole summer.
Right. Love will always find a way.
Good work.
Right. Have you been going out with this guy for a while?
Well, no, not really. I went out with him a couple of times during the summer last year, and then I left, and I kind of, like, he went off.
Well, I just hope, I hope that if you hitchhike all the way back there and you get there that he doesn't turn out to be a schmuck, okay?
No, because he won't, for sure.
Okay.
That's real devotion. Good luck.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Sure thing.
Danny, somebody wants to say hello to you.
Well, hello to everybody out there. I can't talk anymore.
Right.
I got to take another call.
Real fast. Hi, Danny. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, this is Jed the Fish and Danny Elfman of Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, they know who it is. This is Uncle Danny.
Come on now. There are a lot of people who just tuned in. You got to have mercy on the people.
K-Rock.
I can't imagine
K-Rock.
Anyone who has been listening to this for more than 2 hours.
K-Rock.
After all. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Well, good enough.
Make it quick. Make it quick.
Basically, my name is Michael B.
Hi, Michael.
I've got this major sexual problem going down.
Oh, okay. What is it?
How old are you, first of all?
First of all, I'm 18 years old.
18. That's a great age.
I agree. Anyways, I play bass for a band called Anthem.
Uh-huh.
And I've got this beautiful, gorgeous girlfriend named Beth.
Uh-huh.
And she absolutely refuses to sleep with me unless my band opens up for Oingo Boingo at the country club on either the 24th or the 25th.
He's going to stay horny, isn't he?
In other words, my sex life is in your hands, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's in your hand, Dan.
My brother, you have put a heavy weight upon my shoulders. Let me see what I can do. This is a unique problem, and I'll have to give this some serious thought.
Oh, I definitely appreciate it, because my balls are growing blue and blue.
No, that's the condition of Uncle Danny, along with Jed the Fish on Carol Q.
Can't say that.
You can't. We have to take this real seriously, because we can get in big trouble. Anyway, you want to talk to this guy? You want to put him on hold and talk to him?
No, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Good enough, Uncle Elfman.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Uncle Danny, not Uncle Elfman.
Right, okay. So anyway.
It's personal here. Let's hear some music. Let's hear an ad.
I'm just
going
to play something for worth three. With the ads, Danny.
Okay.
We're on to the Psychedelic Furs. It's a song called Dumb Waiters.
All right. Can't wait.
The sax kind of reminds me of the guy in King Crimson. What's his name? The guy who's in Foreigner?
Well, actually, Ian McDonald. Junior Walker, but that's before
you're Dusty done. Likes Psychedelic Furs. Really? She's next, and maybe you get to play some a little later.
Yeah.
Dusty.
Yeah.
K-Rock. Thanks for coming in, idiot.
is it over now? I mean, is it all over now? Is that record ending? A little bit quick. The ending of that record sounds like Jerry Garcia from the Dead tuning up. You know what I'm saying to you?
I love it.
You always have these long endings. Well, it's probably because that's the only thing long in your life. This is Dangerous Dusty Street on...
Dusty, that wasn't funny.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
I'm hurt.
I love it. Well, dig the pain, boyfriend, okay. You know? If you come on in front of me, coming on in back of me is a lot easier than coming on in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
I think we better leave now.
You in caution. This is Dangerous Dusty Street. Dangerous only to herself and her friends and KROQ FM in Pasadena, where the Crockety 80s.